You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
The year 2024, God is going to do mighty things in our life, but you must be crazy for Jesus. Tell the person beside you, say, be crazy for Jesus. Jesus was not ashamed to bear shame for you and I. You know, Pastor Stanley was sharing with us how that he was going to share the gospel with somebody. I was talking to the person's girlfriend about Jesus. And the person was angry and asked him, do you have money? Because they think that all that there is to life is money. One day I heard a young man preaching and saying that doctors are serving Jesus. Lawyers are serving Jesus. People that are very sensible are serving Jesus. And a young man, you are there. You think that we are fooling about. The person has money more than you. He's serving Jesus. You are managing to survive. You are rejecting Jesus. Does it make sense? No, are you getting my point? The people are doing well in life and they love Jesus. They are jumping in church, celebrate Jesus. Then you see a young man who is being paid 1,000 cedis a month. Things that we are fooling. I don't know why I have to say this, but it might be for somebody. He said that every tongue will confess and every knee will bow. There'll be a declaration that Jesus is Lord. It's either you do it when you are free or you do it when he comes and you see him and you confess, but it'll be too late. How can you finish the year without being born again? How can you enter a new year still not accepting the gift of life? You struggled all your life. You still want to go and continue to struggle in the new year? I refuse to struggle in the new year. If you have not received Jesus and you are here this morning, I'm sure perhaps the service is for you. What a way to end the year. To end the year by ending your slavery with the devil and starting freedom with Jesus Christ. Praise God. How many of you have seen your intestines before? Raise your hand. You have seen it. Like, if I right now, you can see your intestines. Maybe I've seen your liver before. Liver. You've not seen it? Why? Maybe I've seen your heart before. You've not. But do you have a heart? How do you know? How do you know? Have you touched the meat? They told you. There are some things in your body. Something is called heart. Something is called intestines. They informed you and you believed it. So why are you saying that this Jesus is a myth? They made this about you. They told you. They've accepted it. You finished the first class. Are you sure? You were told. There's somebody here saying that, no, that Christian is not true. It's not true. It cannot be. I mean, we've never seen. We have to see. We will see. If you can see your heart, then I will doubt my Jesus. If you can pull it out and look at it, and then show you that this is my heart. The only thing is that when you bring it out, I believe in Jesus. I want to give you a minute. Just express your gratitude to Jesus for coming to your life. And if you are here, you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to just bow and talk. He will hear you. He wants to hear you. Just tell him, Jesus, they are talking plenty about you. And I don't know you. I want to know you. Help me know you. I've been to churches, but I didn't believe what they are doing. But I want to give it a try. I want to try you, Jesus, more. My God, speak to him more. 1 minute more. You who is born again, tell him that Jesus, I'm born again, but I'm not taking you serious. But Jesus, I'm sorry for how I've treated you. How I've treated you. But if you are not, tell him that I need you. 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 We'll give you 2 minutes more. Talk to him. Don't be quiet and look at me. Talk to him. 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 Tell him, Jesus, show me you. I want to see you. I want to know you. I want to see you. I want to know you. Thank you, Jesus, you are Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter the number. Hallelujah. 4 verse 18. Let's open there quickly. Tonight is going to be a powerful service. You don't want to miss it for any reason. Hallelujah. We're going to be receiving the team for the year. We're going to be blessed mightily. And we are receiving the new year prepared for it. Is that okay? Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Hallelujah. Can we have the Passion Translation as well? Want to go? When I received the instruction to go ahead and give the word, this is the scripture that came to my spirit, man, and God wanted me to tell you that your yesterday will not be better than your coming. Your yesterday will not be greater than your today. Or your tomorrow. It says that the path of the righteous man is as a shining light. It doesn't matter what has happened in the past. God's word says that your path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. There's a glorious day awaiting you. But there are glorious steps that will get to that glorious day. Say in the name of Jesus, my path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Hallelujah. Say with me, I'm redeemed to enjoy life from glory to glory to glory to glory. This is a consciousness you must carry. Do you understand? Hallelujah. My path is as a shining light. My life is as a shining light. It keeps evolving from glory to glory. It's progressively entering beauty and honor. I move from glory to glory, grace to grace. I don't know how this year was. I don't know how it was for you, but God wants me to tell you that you are moving from glory to glory. Your path is as a shining light. And it's shining brighter and brighter and brighter. Maybe this year there were a few weaknesses in your body. But I want to announce the word of God to you right now. That weakness shall become strength. And your weakness shall be exchanged with divine energy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe there were a few fallings that have dotted your experience in the year 2023. But the word of God to you this morning is that you're going to have an experience of glory, experience of honor. These are not motivational talks. These are prophetic words. A prophetic word does not need your agreement. It's just on the integrity of God. It doesn't matter whether you accept it or not. As long as you are within the region where that word is being spoken, you become immersed into it. And whether you like it or not, you become the expression of what God is saying. Your life is better. Your life is better. Your life is better. You are moving from greatness to greatness, glory to glory, wisdom to wisdom, honor to honor. Shout amen. But the path of the righteous man, he's not righteous because he's been perfect. He's righteous because the perfect one took his place so he can take his perfect place. The perfect one took his imperfect state, my imperfect state, so I can take his perfect state. So before God, not because I'm doing the right thing, but he did it all for me. And because of that, that he has done, and then my acceptance of what he has done, the Lord sees me as righteous. This is who I am. Now, if this is who I am, then he says to you that your steps, your path is as a shining light. Kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They shall come to the brightness of your rising in the name of Jesus Christ. There were a few times that I'll feel down. Just when I'm feeling down, I'm pitying myself. My mama taught us, Spirit of God, like a flood, will swell up a word in my spirit, man. A given word does not take over your situation until it's spoken. God can give a word, but it is when you speak it that you shoot it. If I were to take a bullet and hit you with it to do nothing, I took it and threw it at you, nothing. But when I get the gun and I put the bullet in it and I click on the trigger, there's a force in the gun that has been prepared to give a certain speed and strength to that bullet. That it, with that force, it ends up, boom, it gets into you and break loose there, and the person is dead. Your mouth is like that. So God can give you a word. The word is in your heart. Say, for with the heart we believe unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made to salvation. The word has the potency to save, but it saves when it's spoken. And then the Spirit of God will bring that word. Then I'll put in my mouth. My path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. He said to Abraham, go and sacrifice your son on one of those mountains I will show you. And the son says, we've been doing this for a while. I have the fire here. There's wood. Where is the? He said, the Lord will provide for himself and labor kataya. So this morning I'm like Abraham. I have to give God an Isaac. I have to give God an offering. And God provides the ram for himself. Please, are you with me? We have left the region of being depressed. Depression happens when you are pressing the word back. You are meant to release the word and you'll be released. But it's in your heart. This is God's word to you today. How are you going to walk through the coming year? My path has a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. I move from glory to glory, from honor to honor. Something happened. Men call it defeat, but God calls it retreat. There's how men describe events, and there's how God describes events. Men can describe something as pain. God said it's gain. Men can describe something as disappointment. God says no, it is disappointment. Men say it is D-I-S. God says it is T-H-I-S. That's how he describes it. Men say it's a falling down. God says it's a rising up. Men say it's a calamity. God says it's a calmness. Men Men say, that's your enemy. Say, God said, that's your provider. Men say that the door is locked. God say, it's not locked. Just touch it. It's how he describes things. The path of the righteous man has a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect end. Passion says, but the lovers of God. Are you a lover of God? You know what Paul said? He said, all things work together for the good of them that love him. Not everybody. It's not everybody. It's not everybody. So when you hear a non-believer say, oh, it's work for my good, Master, relax. Are you a lover of God? If you're a lover of God, as my dad said some years ago, when God has put a crown upon your head and the devil tears you upside down, God will put a crown down. By all means, you wear the crown. Men want you to sit to receive the crown. God just wants to put a crown on you. I get the point. So the devil organized your throne in force. You're about to fall. God says, as you have fallen, the crown is getting to you. So by the time they realize it, you rise up. You went down as a slave. You rose up as a king. But while you were falling, God was also doing your coronation. The path, the righteous man. The shining light. I know that there's some of us that can say, oh no, the year wasn't so good. I mean, some things were really tough. But the path of the righteous man has a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. I love God. I know you love God. Because you're a lover of God, the path of the righteous man is as a shining light. I'd like you to stand up, take a walk, and quote that scripture to yourself right now. The path of the righteous man is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Take some few more steps. My life is more glorious. As the day goes by, it's glorious. I'm moving from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. Oh, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. This is the truth of God's word for your life. I know the facts are there, but the truth is there. My life is moving from glory to glory. I don't need the connections of man. It's the connection of God. So I move from favor to favor. Not labor to labor, but favor to favor. Ikomba halidia. Yes, this is my testimony. This is my testimony. Glory to God. You heard what our sister said in her testimony? She kept screaming and saying, you have failed. And I told my wife that when you are too gentle, you will die gently. Men of faith are not gentle. They are very radical. They don't apologize for... No. Hallelujah. We diagnosed you and realized that your heart is not functioning. You only have 1 week to live. Oh, doc, there's nothing we can do about it. He sent Pastor a message. Pastor, it has finally happened. Pastor, what can I do in the house of God before I die? They're wrapping up already. The doctor said they found adhesion. They said they found. Then go to God. Lord, what can you find? Lord, what can you find? God now says, oh, I have found a man after my heart. Okay, after my heart, then my heart can fail. Hallelujah. 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 They said, oh, you didn't come early. It's over. Lord, they say it's over. God said, I'll turn it over. I refuse to declare what the devil is trying to suggest to me. But I would declare the decree of the Lord that my path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Abba told us, he said, oh, they've told you And if you are 30 years or 40 years, you're not married, it's over for you. He said, show him in the Bible. But where is it in the Bible? And it states that when you are 40, it is over because you can't give birth. You don't know God, eh? Have you seen this kind of cars that the outward body looks old, but the engine is new? Don't mind the engine. So you see 65, but inside is 35. Are you with me? He will renew your strength like that of the eagles. God will not open a door for you and deny the strength to push the door. I'm a partaker of glory. I'm a partaker of honor. Lift your voice and thank God for this wonderful morning service. Thank God for the word. My path. What a blessing. My path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. Come on, keep talking. The first function of the mouth is not for eating, it's for creating. And God said, the first time we see that the mouth is being used, it was a saying. And God said, let there be. Creation is the first function of the mouth, not eating. Not eating. Creation. So anytime you are talking, you are creating. Anytime you are speaking the word of God, you are creating. Vada, vada, vada. Hey, what a blessing. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord laid in my heart to tell you that the theme of the year is not over. Break forth. It's not over. Are you with me? Yeah, the Lord said I should tell somebody. Put the theme there. Let them look at it. What's the time now? It's almost 10. From now till we receive the new year and beyond. Now, there's every theme God gives his prophet for us does not end. It doesn't expire. It's a layer. Hallelujah. They are steps. Until the day we get the last team and Christ will appear. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? Now you want to pray this prayer shortly and say, Lord, I break forth. I break forth. Come on, in 1 minute, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray. 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 Hurry. Pray. Oh, I can't hear you. Pray, pray. Come on, pray.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.